Welcome back to our halftime programming here from Bishop Chatard High School, and we're now getting a chance to chat with Tippecanoe Valley Superintendent Blaine Connolly. And Blaine, first of all, we haven't gotten to talk to you this year. It's been a busy year for the high school in particular, the district as a whole. It seems like every week we come home, we're at Smith Bibler Memorial Field, we see this castle that's growing as we look out across the field. And the addition has been really a marquee touch, and it's hard to miss. I know you wanted to start there, but overall as a whole, as we come to the close of the fall season, where do you see the district moving forward, and what have you seen in the hallways?
You know, this has really been the most exciting year that we've had in the 23 years I've been here. Just really highlighting the student successes that have occurred this fall, and just everything that's going on at the high school is exciting in terms of the construction project. And you know, we're going through some growing pains right now with that project, with any construction project that happens, but we know it's going to be wonderful when it's completed.
It really looks very imposing is the word I'll use. It looks like an addition, and it's been fun to watch it grow through the 9-10 weeks we've been covering football. But just to give folks kind of a little bit of a rewind and understand what's going to be housed in there, what do you anticipate, and kind of what is this layout for the new addition?
You know, the different areas that we're working on, the pool is being completely renovated. And, you know, a lot of times we talk about how things change over time. You know, the original pool, we're going almost 50 years here, but the school board that made the decision to put the pool in when the high school was built, you know, they wanted our students to learn how to swim with an elementary swimming program. And, you know, our current board, they definitely wanted that and to continue that tradition. And to having our kids learn how to swim is a really important thing. Kosciuszko County has 101 lakes, and Fulton County has several. And we just really appreciate the taxpayers and creating this tax neutral project and funding it just for generations to come. And we're going to work on our ag program. We now have two ag teachers, Mike Jones and Hope Slagle, and we'll be creating two classrooms for them, and then an ag lab. And we're just going to continue to add different courses that our students can take and get ready for the real world. And we also look at the weight room, which really affects all of our students that go through PE here. Our Viking Strong program, that those numbers have increased over time. Coach Webster has done a great job building that program, working with our head coaches. And then we added a middle school component to that this summer. So we just have a lot of kids in here during the summer with our summer swim program and then Viking Strong. We're also going to add some locker rooms and renovate locker rooms here at the high school. And adding a wrestling room was a priority for the board and for the administration. And we really look forward to having our wrestlers here at the high school. Nathan Schumann is taking over that program, and we're really excited to move forward. And then, you know, what you see here, the imposing part that you talked about is the auditorium. And, you know, Janelle Reiner, our band teacher, and Thomas Boys, choir and theater teachers, they are really excited for that auditorium. It's going to have over 600 seats, and we're just really excited to be able to offer these programs and these facilities, not only for the school, but for the community too. You know, we're going to open up the weight room and have community hours where people can come in and work out. Once the pool is taken care of, we're gonna try to have community hours and open swim hours, and you know, that auditorium will be a great addition to the community too.
I can't wait to see what the final product looks like and just the effects that these, you know, additions will have, like you said, 10, 15 years down the road. I think the pool is a really impressive feat, important to keep inside the high school and around these students. Speaking of the students, as an athletic season, it's been different than maybe like any season before with the announcement of the new conference, mm-hmm. Some changes structurally. But I would argue that this has been as successful as a fall as you could have hoped for, and maybe even more than you hoped for. With the buy-in from these athletes and coaches, it's been fun for me to witness here in my first year in the community. And I think it's one of the most impressive landmarks of this community is that buy-in. Overall, as you look at the athletic season, what stood out to you?
You know, I think that not to get in the weeds on the conference situation and how that all went down, but I know when conversations were occurring that there was a chance that if we informed the conference that we were going to leave, that they were going to vote us out. And I asked Sam Sturdivant and Brandon Kreska, will we be able to create schedules for all of our student athletes to get them ready for the state tournament? And Sam really took that as a challenge, and he did an excellent job of creating schedules for all of our sports and their complete schedules. And I think that there were probably some other athletic directors and maybe some folks in the media that questioned whether he would get that done. And he has exceeded expectations in terms of what he's been able to provide our student athletes and just different experiences for them to go compete and then get ready for the state tournament.
And there are a lot of opportunities as we're sitting here talking in the fall, late in the year, postseason time for fall athletics, just about to churn up that winter sports schedule. Is there any specific teams, maybe some players, coaches you've got to give a shout out to just because of where we're at?
Yeah, just kind of looking at the fall, our boys tennis team had a really successful year. They advanced out of the first round of the sectional. They beat Whitco, and Cam Manuel was a senior on that team and did a great job.